Hello and welcome to the only podcast that has dissected every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, every Pixar movie in chronological order, and now every Disney Channel original movie in chronological order. This is Inside the Disney Vault. We're almost there to the finish line. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
And joining us on the pod today, we have comedian, actor, daddy? He's certainly my daddy. And co-host of Freelance Pretend Podcast, it's Chris Grace.
Hello. You know, that if you're going chronologically, you know they keep making these as well. So the finish line keeps going.
If we surpass it, then we're good. We don't have
to.
We don't have to go back.
It's true though. It keeps pushing
forward. They keep
forward
multiplying.
And we keep...
They're like gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you do Turning Red?
Yes.
We did.
Yes. Oh, okay. So we do go back. We have been going back. We'll bounce back and forth.
We do palate cleansers in between each decade of Disney Channel original movies because you need it. Every year. Sorry. Every year. And then, that's when we did it.
Yeah.
Don't know why you'd need a palate cleanser. They're all so good.
Yeah.
And they're so different. They're so different. The tone is so different from one to the next.
Yeah, they are very different.
Oh my gosh. Well, Chris, we're seeing you in a very familiar part of the vault.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different. It's a little familiar. What do we all see in the vault?
Well, I can tell you I see pom-poms again, but this time they're made up of shredded love notes.
Mm-hmm.
I see a bunch of white people doing a Filipino dance.
Okay, wow. Okay, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
I see a magical stone that short circuits every electronic equipment.
Oh, gosh, I hate that.
Oh, like an EMP in like an Independence Day type movie.
Exactly.
Are we watching Independence Day? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, all of these clues fit the bill.
They do. Chris, do you see Bill Pullman giving an emotional speech?
I see a plot twist based on a USB drive being put into an alien computer. I see just a regular head of hair with just like a light streak through it, just to let you know that you're wild.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, well, obviously, now we know for sure. We are talking about Zombies 2. Feels just like yesterday we talked about zombies.
Actually.
I want to clarify, is the movie actually called Zombies?
So I think that is the stylized version of it. I think it's zombies. Yeah, I don't think you need to spell it out.
Like,
but they definitely do that.
For anything.
Yeah.
No, but I
or
think
like
it's
cheery.
Implying. Yeah, it's like cheery. Z.
Yeah,
that's true.
M-B-I-E.
That is true.
S-2.
But I do remember for the first one, I was like, hold on, do we spell it out? But yeah, I think it's just like a cool thing they do on the posters.
Oh, see,
cool.
I didn't catch that cheerleader take, Chris. This
yeah,
is why
I like that.
We need you for this episode.
No, because who am I? Am I even a cheerleader?
Are you even a cheerleader if you have other things going on in your life and you can't identify as just a cheerleader? I don't know, but I do need to ask if everyone has seen this movie before.
Yeah.
You have? Okay. I had not seen it.
You know my answer's going to be no.
Wait.
That would be so funny if you had seen it, Oscar.
You've
watched
actually
it before.
Seen it? Rachel, you've actually, of your own free will, you've seen it?
Yeah, actually... I was staying at a Disney resort, and I turned on the Disney Channel, and it was on. So that's how I watched it.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
We're at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is a cool resort. Anyway.
Well. Well, it feels similar to zombies. I don't know. I'm excited to.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I know. I mean, No, I well, I will get into what we thought about it anyway, but I was just going to say I'm excited to see how it differentiated, even though it felt like we were in the same world, but we did continue on with the story, and I liked that.
Well, did this get more Oscar nominations than the first one, or same?
Yeah, many,
the same
many
amount,
more.
15.
Well, it multiplied, but...
Can TV movies be nominated for Oscars?
I mean, yeah, Roma. I mean, technically...
Yeah, The Irishman was just on Netflix.
The Irishman,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's a
That's
new
my
phenomenon.
Goal now.
And Steven Spielberg is very upset about it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
He thinks Oscar-nominated films should be in the movies,
not on
TV.
You know, times are changing.
I'm going to be the first ever person to direct a Disney Channel original movie that's been nominated for an Oscar.
I love that. I think that's great.
It's going to be Zombies 7.
We're so close. I'm excited for that to happen. All right. So, well, I guess before we jump into our smart housekeeping, Chris, what is your connection to Disney, if you have one, if you enjoyed watching movies or if you're a park person, any of that kind of stuff?
No and no. Actually, I didn't grow up with Disney at all. I mean... I went to the parks as like on a field trip, and I remember I bought a Mickey Mouse hat. But then as an adult, I really haven't done much Disney stuff until I married a Disney person.
That's right. A friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. As a matter of fact.
My husband, Eric, was on the podcast talking about Zombies 1. And
yes.
So I have been to the parks more since we have been together. We went to... what is it? Disney Paris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love your, what is it?
Well, it used to be Disney Paris.
I almost said
Disneyland
Paris. Actually, I just have a complicated relationship to Disney things. Mm. Because I think that, I don't think it's really good for one company to have such a chokehold on culture.
Yeah.
Especially since they bought Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything is just going through the filter. On the other hand, I'd love to be employed by them.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, this is my hot take about the parks. I think the parks are fun. To me, the parks are not that fun to me as a creative person, because to me, when I go to the parks, it's all about me just being like, oh, that's cool what they did. That's neat. Like, I never have my own expression or experience going to the parks. It's always like me taking in what they did, you know what I mean? Like I never have particular memories at the parks of like an experience I had that was unique to what I did. My memories are always like, oh yeah, I was on that Star Wars ride, that one part was cool,
right? It's not like you're a part of the story creating your own bit that you're adding to it.
Yeah, whereas like I feel like a more open and there's a certain safety in the way Disney creates their content, like that is there's always like a guardrail in general, which is good, I guess, if you have kids, but like I'm an adult, so
One of my college professors called it environmental theater, which I loved because it is like a 360 show all around you, so that makes sense to me that you would feel like, well, this story is already being told and I'm just here kind of like watching it happen.
Yeah. So. I will say that then That all being said, like last year or the year before, we went to the Rise of the Resistance. Mm-hmm. And that to me, I was just like, this is just a monumental human achievement that they've created this.
Oh.
I don't
it's
know if
so
you've
great,
been on it,
yeah.
But it's just like undeniably like an incredible craftsman moment. To me, I was like, this is the Hamilton of theme park rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. It's the next level. Yeah. I think that's where I think most theme parks are trying to go too, where you're like in line, but you're not really in line. You're kind of on the ride already and you don't quite know when the ride starts. Anyway, very cool.
I think for me, the issue is that like my tastes in culture really end up being like R or even like NC-17. And so like Disney Plus is a good streaming service, but to feel like you're never going to see something like that's beyond a PG-13-ish type feel,
right?
For me, it's like that. I would never be able to only watch Disney Plus for that reason, unless it was Zombies all the time.
They
yes.
did add R-rated movies to Disney Plus recently.
They did.
Oh,
yeah.
What
did they add? Oh,
Daredevil.
Deadpool.
Or Deadpool. Just like, that's it.
Just like Deadpool.
They just added like Caligula.
Yeah.
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
I feel like they might consume Hulu eventually.
Yeah, because so Hulu will be obsolete.
Well, they own like 2/3 of Hulu already.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a, I believe, there's like a timeline where they're, Hulu is like guaranteed to exist for like another year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dang. The inevitable takeover of Disney.
All of the streaming services will just go back into one thing and we'll have cable again, essentially.
Pretty much.
So shall we do some smart housekeeping for Zombies 2?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Zombies 2 premiered on February 14th, 2020.
Interesting, a Valentine's Day release.
It's a very romantic film.
Romantic.
It's for my birthday, too. Yeah, yeah, it was for Rachel's birthday. And also, wow, we're getting so close. This is wild. 2020. So it's the first DCOM to not premiere on Disney Channel outside of North America, but just Disney Plus because of the closure of Disney Channel International in 2020, which I didn't know about.
Oh, yeah.
So what was that?
R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P.
Rest in power.
So... there wasn't a ton of new info about this, but our cast, we have mostly returning cast, then a few new cast members. So Milo Manheim as Zed, Meg Donnelly as Addison, Trevor Torgman as Bucky, Kylie Russell as Eliza, Carly Jeffrey as Bree, Chandler Kinney as Willa, Pierce Joza as Wyatt, Ariel Martin as Winter, Kingston Foster as Zoe, James Godfrey as Bonzo, and that's pretty much it for our main cast. And fun fact, if you'll notice, the zombies have Z's in their names, and the, spoiler alert, werewolves have W's somewhere.
I didn't know that. Wow, it really is that obvious.
In the names of their characters?
Yeah, their character names.
They didn't hired real
actors. With the breakdowns, like, we're only looking for actors with W's in their names.
Although, wait, they would have had their names before they became zombies and werewolves, right?
You know, this is a good
question. Well, you bring up a very, very good question. Because how are these zombies born? Are these zombies born? Are they turned?
Yeah, they touched on it a little in this movie. But in the first one, we learned that zombies were created when a soda was spilled on equipment at the power plant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've never heard of a zombie being created that way. But apparently that's what happened. But then also there are zombie families. Right. So we don't really know where they come from, if they procreate or what.
Right.
And then, I don't know. But however, I guess the werewolves always seem to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Twilight werewolves. They're from a family line.
But Meg Donnelly is potentially a werewolf without knowing it.
We don't. Yeah. Okay, so in the first film, we learn she has white hair, which makes her very different. And this is what sets her apart. And people in the town make fun of her because of it. And we don't know why.
Okay.
And in this film, we possibly get an answer. But
we don't. Spoiler alert, we don't.
Yeah, spoiler if you're just listening to this podcast and haven't watched the movie.
Yeah.
There will be spoilers. So shall we just, I was going to say jump. That's a boring
Let's
verb.
Let's take a bite into zombies.
Oh my gosh. Well, both zombies and werewolves take bites.
That's why it's a boring joke.
Also humans,
Chris.
I bite things.
That's true.
We could take a bite out of any DCOM.
Actually, wait, what are the animals that don't bite? There's actually very few.
Well, birds peck. They don't really bite.
That's true.
So,
okay.
Anteaters have like tongues, right?
Yeah, they don't bite.
I think stingrays suck up.
Yeah, anything true. Without teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if it was like worm people, we're screwed. We can't say let's go into zombies.
You're right. We would. Yeah, we would have to come.
And that's my favorite DCOM.
Worm people.
Worm people.
Can of worms.
I mean, one of mine is can of worms. Yes.
Worm people. So, welcome back to Seabrook, everybody. We get some opening narration from both of our main characters.
And it's animated again.
It is animated again. Hey, when the town was founded, there were settlers who found some, quote, wild beasts with claws, and there was a battle, and then I was like, oh, wait a second, this is about stealing land. Oh my goodness, off the bat, here we go with the themes. And they found a precious source to receive energy, like a stone, and they hid it. And the town grew rich with the energy that was produced by the stone, and Seabrook forgot about the monsters until the soda incident created zombies that we know of from the first movie.
Right. My question is, so this is a little bit of an insight into the lore of how the zombies were created, because it was a nuclear power plant that was powered by the moonstone that the werewolves had. So is the werewolf magic, question mark, responsible for the zombie outbreak? So it's not so much the soda.
Okay.
It's just a mutation in the, I would say, like, nuclear mutation caused the zombies to happen, which is much more consistent with the some of the zombie lore in popular culture.
I would love if you wrote a paper on this.
Mm-hmm. I won't.
So that means that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are actually zombies.
Ooh!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles zombies?
yeah, I
zombies
think so.
On a half shell.
That's true, because turtles with a half shell would be overkill. So yeah, zombies in a half shell.
Well, actually, turtles on a half shell, that just describes regular turtles.
That's true.
That is true. They're yeah, exactly. You're not saying anything about them being mutants or teenagers.
In a half shell.
Yeah, or ninjas.
We have notes, TMNT. We have notes.
Yeah, there's a lot more questions than answers, mm-hmm. as always. So, Seabrook had moved on, but it's hard to bury your past. Zed tells us how Zombie Town is now open and things are getting better. And then we, for some reason, I don't know why, the coach has a Froyo cart.
Yeah.
He's really excited about it, but we love the coach, and we didn't really get to see a lot of him in this movie. So.
And I saw two people in the background on a very giant bicycle.
Oh, like one of those old timey bicycles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my husband told me, like, oh, I wonder if any of the cast are back for this, including the football coach, who's cute, is what he said.
Yes.
And I was like, there's no football coach. There's just like a yogurt salesman.
Yep. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's funny that, I guess, yeah, he has a second career, I suppose.
Well, a lot of teachers, I guess, do have second jobs.
That's true. Yeah. If anything, it's a scathing commentary on the public education system.
Oh,
this
movie.
This movie comes close to having scathing commentary in a lot of ways.
Yes, it's deeper than it seems on the surface.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was like, is this actually trying to say like a really pointed thing about like immigrants assimilating into culture and, you know, some immigrants being like sellouts to their own people?
Actually, maybe, but yeah, maybe you're doing too much work for this movie.
I think that's it.
However, zombies, we felt that way about zombies as well. It was saying more than, like, we thought it would.
We thought it was like more like racial segregation.
Definitely in the first one.
Because a big plot point in the first one is like zombies can't come to white people's schools. I mean, normal people's schools, you know. So I thought it was that. But it might just be like a Romeo and Juliet story.
I mean, to me, like, the werewolves were definitely like, y'all are assimilating. You're just trying to get along so you can go to this thing, even though they've made a rule that you can't go to this dance.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Although I skipped ahead, but I can't remember. Why did they get rid of the rules? Something happened at the beginning of this movie, and they were like, oh, we got to reinstate these no monster rules.
They got rid of the rules in the first movie because they realized the zombies were cool.
Right.
And they're like, no more monster.
But when the werewolves showed up,
that's
started
why.
Like gnashing their teeth at the principal. She was like, I'm scared again. I'm a xenophobe.
Because the zombies wear these Z bands, which supposedly control their zombie-like impulses. And so they're they're able, and then which gets ruined by the moonstones. And so, yeah, we'll see what happened. But yes, the principle is not great in these films. So at cheer camp, we meet Addison, who introduces us to Bucky again, who's her cousin and in charge of the cheer squad.
I do not like that character.
No.
Yeah, he's a lot.
Wait, why don't you like that character?
I'm just going to be a little bit mean, but I feel like he's just pulling random facial expressions out of a computer and just being like, this is what a jerk acts like. It's like when you have like an RPG and you're creating a character and you're like moving all the faces around.
Yeah.
So, I can't figure out. I know he's trying to be like I hate him so much that he's fun, you know?
Yeah.
But I could never tell what he was doing.
Bucky. So then we find Eliza, who is protesting the tearing down of the power plant.
Right.
Zombie power? Oh, zombie power, I guess is what the plant's called. Okay. We also find out that there is prawn is coming up. Not prom.
Mm-hmm.
Prawn.
Yeah.
Because I guess their mascot is a prawn at this school.
Naturally, yeah. No notes. No notes.
No. No notes.
No notes.
No notes.
Yeah.
When you have that, you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to make a suggestion, though, that if you're the prawn mascot / bus driver.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. My suggestion would be to take off the costume. Before getting on the road. I mean, that's just me.
It does seem dangerous.
Well, but also, you have to think.
Though.
Right. Yeah. And you also have to think about, she or they have probably driven that bus for years.
Yeah.
And this might be their first accident.
But this also had me asking myself the question, is it a person in a prawn costume or is it just a character?
I mean, this is a universe that has zombies and werewolves, so.
True.
And can that prawn go to the dance? Can that prawn go to prawn? Or is it a monster?
Oh, man. Oh,
Chris,
wow.
You're asking all the right questions.
Okay, yes. These are the questions we like.
The real question that should be asked is, could we watch a different movie?
Well, the answer to that is we can't. This is where we are.
Yeah, we're going chronologically, and we chose Disney Channel original movies.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, which I choose. So Addison has her white hair now, and it's like very cute cut. Looks great. But of course, it's still a plot point that she's different for having this hair. And at cheer competition, she sings, or they sing a song, I think it's called Better Than Ever, or We Got This.
Yes.
I didn't look up all of the titles, but
I can't remember it. Guess. So.
Can't remember, I'm going to be honest, can't remember any of the songs again.
I remember the We Own the Night. Woo!
Was that the something
werewolf song?
Yeah, because that was a TikTok trend. I will say
Okay. Oh, I will say the person who plays Winter is a TikTok star, apparently. Baby Ariel has like 38 million followers on TikTok. So
I'm sorry, and who's Winter again? Is that the lead werewolf?
The sidekick werewolf who's a little like overeager.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking my damn head. Okay.
The one doing the most, as they say.
Yeah.
So Zed dreams of going to prawn with Addison, but I suppose they're not a couple. They are a couple. They like each other.
But you have to ask someone to prawn. This is a thing.
Oh, right.
You
can't
just assume. Yeah. That you're going to go.
Okay, so Zed prawn posals Addison while they're on the school bus, driven by the prawn mascot, and creates a huge accident. Very dangerous.
Well, wait, because Zed's not really on the bus.
No, he's not.
He's on a ladder trying to rig an arrow that's pointing at him because he's rigged these signs that like unfurl as the bus passes by. By the way, I don't understand why like the signs couldn't just be up. She never sees them unfurl, so it's just like, just put the sign up.
True.
You don't need a like trigger. And then he's on a ladder in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
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 Dangerous and also
dumb.
Complicated. Yeah. Very complicated prawn posal. Prawn posals weren't a thing when we went to prom, right?
Well, they're big for Gen Z.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. So Addison, she's in the forest. Oh, and she gets surrounded by werewolves.
Oh, sorry. So, I'm sorry to interrupt again.
That's okay.
He falls. The bus hits him. He falls to the ground. There's little girls next to him. The bus crashes into a ditch and falls out of sight. And she goes like, yay, and throws confetti on his head. She like celebrates.
Oh, that's right.
When this bus goes over a cliff, she's like, yay, fun.
Oh, is that his sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, his sister.
Yeah, she must be a little, she's a little.
She's dark-sided.
Yeah. So Addison gets surrounded by werewolves. Zed finds her, and again, she punches him in the face by accident, I think, accidentally, like in the first movie.
Mm.
And then we have a city council meeting, and Addison's parents, who are the head of the city council, they're worried. They say that all monster laws are reinstated, meaning they can't go to prom together, which is very, very sad.
Uh-oh.
And then we also find out that Addison wrote to Zed, but the ACs, who are the cheer little squad of
Lacey, JC.
Yeah. And JC, yeah.
Yes.
Which is weird because they replaced the third guy with another third guy. And I'm like, why? Why? Well, could they just not find the...
I think couldn't the actor was busy.
Yeah. They were like,
They wrote them a letter, but it got shredded.
Yeah.
That was their solution, was to add a new AC.
I missed that guy. He had tall hair.
He did have tall hair, yeah.
So they've been shredding the letters, and because of this, they didn't know. It was a little notebook moment, if you will. Didn't know that they had been writing.
I wrote you a letter every day for a year.
Exactly. So Addison says no to prawn because Zed can't go with her. And she's like, it's fine. Well, I'll just do nothing by myself. But to me, I was like, hold on, you guys. This is a bigger issue here. This is sad. So Zoe, the sister, wants a werewolf as a friend once everyone in the town starts talking about werewolves. And then in the forest, the werewolves have these cool gems, and they have to find the Great Alpha that will lead them to the Moonstone. And they think that the Great Alpha is Addison.
Why?
Because they all have a little bit of white hair, and she has all white hair. So it's gotta be her.
The logic is very dumb.
Yeah. This white hair is really important in this universe, apparently.
No one else has it. No one in the history of... Or dyes it white ever. Like, it is just not possible.
Yeah. So Alpha Wolf is Steve Martin.
I would love that.
It is such a, like, I mean... No offense to anybody, but it's such a white thing that this girl is like, I'm so oppressed with like my beautiful white hair. Oh,
no. Alabaster hair. Yeah,
what an obstacle I have to overcome.
Yes.
I mean, it's truly wild because if they didn't say anything, you wouldn't notice at all that there was anything different.
Yeah.
I lost the place, but we get to a song. We Own the Night, I think.
Oh, wow.
This is a werewolf song.
Was kids were
We Own the Night.
Here can we talk about what these werewolves are, because I don't understand them at all.
This sounds like our zombie chat.
I don't understand. Maybe I missed it because I did walk away from my screen a couple times to get like a Diet Coke.
And you know what? I'm not mad at you for that.
I do that.
But did they ever transform into werewolves?
No.
Okay.
These are like like when the Hulk is hulky human, they're wolfy humans. I think it's like a mix of both.
It's like Monster High werewolves. You know what I mean? It's like that's...
No, I don't.
Yeah. What makes you a werewolf is you have a streak of white in your hair, you have vampire fangs,
yes,
and you have a moonstone.
Yeah.
Well,
but
another thing that makes you a werewolf is that you wear the skin of a wolf.
Yeah.
True.
They are
and
all
that you
wearing...
transform into a human.
Is that what it is? Because I feel like it would be weird if we walked around wearing skins of humans, being like, I'm human. Mm. Look at me. Mm-hmm. This is my uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the questions.
Well, I guess when you say there's a werewolf in something, I'm always looking forward to like the transformation scene. Like that's the fun, cool part about werewolves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Disney didn't have the budget for the special effects for that.
So it's like very Disney-fied. They don't want to scare kids.
You are so right. It is so funny that the whole point of a werewolf is that they change into a wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one does it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the idea of like, I have this more savage side. Sometimes I blank out. I lose control. I wake up and I don't know what I did. That feels very core to the werewolf experience. And I feel like right. we didn't get a lot of that in this.
Yeah, they, no. yeah. It was very, to bring up the Descendants, if you will, where they kept saying, we're so rotten to the core, we're bad. Mm. But we don't really see them do anything rotten or bad.
No.
We just hear them talk about it. So I guess they're werewolves because they say they're werewolves. Okay, Bucky wants to be the school president, and Addison wants to be cheer captain. And at the school assembly, Bucky campaigns and Zed crashes the speech he's giving and says he's running for president. Then the werewolves come to school and they say they came to join the school and in order to seem less suspicious, because obviously really they're looking for their great alpha. And so, you know, then they just kind of try to play it off by being like, well, we want to be students here. And
oh, right. When they came in like snarling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. we'd like to matriculate.
So Addison gets to test out for cheer captain, but she only gets to be captain if Bucky wins president. And then therefore Zed wouldn't win president. So it's a little right. bit of a conflict of interest. But they say, you know, we're going to go for our things anyway. And then, okay, the werewolves strut through school, and then Zed says to Eliza that the werewolves are the swing vote, and that he just needs to reach them in order to gain the presidency, and he wants them to learn to fit in like the zombies did.
Right. This is why I feel like the werewolves are mapped onto Latino voter block. Swing vote, Nevada. You know, it's important to engage. Like, they're sort of a battleground between the left and the right. Like, a couple elections, some of them have been swinging to the right a little bit. I felt like this is where I was like, ooh, they're really saying something with this movie.
I really feel like you're doing a lot of that work, Chris. I really do.
There are definitely undercurrents of different messages going on in this movie. So the head of the werewolves says that the textbooks are filled with lies, that the settlers struck first and stole their moonstone. And I think she says this to Addison, and Addison's like, oh, I didn't know that. But, you know, as we know, our history classes don't always tell us the whole truth, or the truth from more than one point of view, I would say, or, you know, or a very biased mistelling. So Zed tells them to lighten up and join a club. and this is the song Do It Like the Zombies Do.
Right.
Don't remember this song.
Well,
at all.
This is when the werewolves are like, you're assimilating. And he's like, no, do it like us. See, Zed and the zombies are center liberals, and the werewolves are the left.
Yeah.
They're like, you're complacent. And then even in the song, I think the werewolves kind of like sarcastically did the things the zombies were doing. They would like do stuff and then like hair flip. Like, like, oh my God, as if that's so lame what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Zed's poll numbers are not good. And now Zed wants to show people that he's nothing like the werewolves, which, oh, Zed.
Oh no, that's a bad message.
Yeah, at Addison's cheer captain tryout, the werewolves watch the tryout, but Addison invites them to join because they're there. They're not, like, in support of it. They're just kind of, I think, trying to intimidate everybody. Clearly they want her to join them because they think that she's their leader. But she invites them to join. And they all do a routine together, and then they end up hugging and cheering. And the head werewolf – oh, the head werewolf is – oh, into Addison. Oh,
okay. The guy.
So it's Eliza.
The guy.
I forgot.
He looks
not
a little bit
head.
Like Rick Moranis at first, because he was going incognito.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get frozen yogurt with the glasses. And I was like, oh, he looks like Rick Moranis. And then when he took the glasses off and then wolfed out, I was like, oh, God. He also dances really awkward –
Yeah.
I will say the choreography is always really impressive.
Like, no, I didn't like it.
Also.
No, I thought it was bad. I thought it was terrible.
Wrong, but... Oscar.
Wow.
Okay, fair. But I do think that he just couldn't dance. He just couldn't keep up.
So his name is Wyatt, just for...
Wyatt.
He kind of looks like a cross between Rick Moranis and Zac Efron to me.
Ooh. Oh, wait, yeah.
Can you move your head for a bit?
Me?
Yeah. He kind of looks like Jimmy Fallon right there.
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
he does.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I will say that Eric showed me clips of the first Zombies when he was watching it from preparation for this podcast, because he was like, look at this choreography. It's, like, pretty good. And I remember watching it being like, hey, that's cool. So when going into this movie, I was like, well, at least I'm going to see some cool choreography. And I have to agree with Rachel that it was not exemplary.
Wow.
No. Okay.
Wow. So Winter starts coughing, and we find out it's because her moonstone is losing power, and that's affecting her health. And so Bucky likes the werewolves on the team because he's going to get the vote, he says. And so he tells Addison that she's going to be cheer captain. Then Willa, who's the head of the werewolf, says that she's a leader, but for something greater than cheer. She's like, you are a leader. That's true. But, you know, wink, wink, there's more for you. So Zed's sad because there's another boy that's possibly interested in Addison. And Zed thinks werewolves have it easy. My notes are very confusing. And then they fight about how they both had to fight to be accepted. And Addison doesn't know what she is. She had to hide. Oh, okay, sorry.
She has her song where she's like, I don't know who I am.
Yes. So
is this a ballad?
I meant Zed and Addison were both talking about how they have to, like, fight to fit in and, you know, figure out who they are. Yes, this is Gotta Find Where I Belong. Both Zed and Addison sing.
Blink, 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 blink,
essentially. So where the werewolves come to Addison's house and they take her to the forest. The zombies look for Addison because she sent a message to her friend Bree saying she needed help.
Oh, right.
Which we find out later meant homework help.
Right. Oh, God.
So they go to what's
called like,
the
she's her- like, I've been kidnapped by this geometry proof.
Yes. Oh, God.
He's like, I'm dying to try that new restaurant. So the werewolves take Addison to a secret place, and she howls and things. Oh, but they do a whole bit. Yeah, because she doesn't know what she's saying.
Oh, right. Wait, what did she say that was offensive?
They didn't tell us, but they said that she swore.
Oh,
but yeah. There was, like, other things where she was like, be polka dot unicorn. Or something like that.
Yeah, she said things that were inappropriate for younger werewolves to hear.
I would like to just say that I was underwhelmed and disappointed by the howls in this movie. Yeah.
Mm. I agree. I agree.
Is her name Willow, the lead werewolf? This, when she first shows up in the forest when that bus crashes, she goes, "Oh!" And you're all supposed to be like, "Whoa." And I'm like, audio department, you don't have any plugins you can put on this?
Not even a shake reverb. Of a camera to make it more intense.
That poor actor is just, I mean, an actor who is on the younger side, like they're probably in their 20s, right? They don't have the vocal capacity to be like, I'm a mythical wolf. You got to supplement that with an effect.
Sorry, I put like comments in here that's not part of the
it's when they
story,
sing their song and they tell her that she's the alpha and then show a picture of her wearing hair or something like
that. Yes, so that's why I wrote David Bowie howling in a crystal ball tells her that they think she's a werewolf and then they there's a song called Call to the Wild.
Yeah. And this is where they have a Filipino dance that they have with white people.
Yes, that felt uniquely, right? Bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
That felt very
and then
bad.
I looked at the choreographer and it was a white woman, so
well
interesting.
Okay.
She's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, she probably was like, this is cool looking, let's do this. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, but there's like no like lead Asians in this movie. Sure.
Yeah, so she emerges from the group of werewolves and all of a sudden she's like,
she looks like
out.
Christina Aguilera in the Dirty video, right?
Thank you. Oh my God. I couldn't put a pin on what it was.
Yeah.
I think she looks great. Like, her hair is cool. It's like,
she looks so familiar. Who is, oh, it's Christina Aguilera.
I got vibes for the gamers out there. She looked like the main character from Horizon. What is it?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn.
To me, she looked like a male Targaryen from Game of Thrones. Original Targaryen guy that like sells Daenerys to a slaver.
That's so funny.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I said Lucius Malfoy, which is not quite right.
Yeah. Is it Klingon? No. What are the Star Trek characters that have hair like that? I can't remember. If my dad was here, he would know.
I don't know.
Well, let us know. Tweet at us. Let us know the best reference you have for how Addison looks once she.
Well, I'll tell you what she doesn't look like. A werewolf. That's
what she like. I guess that was the transformation I was waiting for.
Right.
The white wolf.
She just had her hair done. That's all that happened.
So Zed smashes his Z band and goes kind of nutso, and he does
That's
it because
flag.
He thinks he's saving her. Oh. But she restores it and tells them, Zed and all the others, that she wanted to be there. She texted help because she needed help on homework. Addison says that the power plant could be fueled by the Moonstone because we put two and two together that's something that's going to be destroyed soon, and possibly the Moonstone is what's powering the plant.
Right.
So if they destroy the plant, they may crush the Moonstone. Now, Mom and Dad ask about Addison's new look because they've noticed that she got a little bit of a makeover.
Did you join a band?
And then at school, she's acting a little different, saying that she doesn't care about cheer, and tells Zed that she's going to put the necklace on that the werewolves gave her that night. But she hasn't done it yet. I guess now she's just carrying around the necklace. But she's going to put it on, and it's going to be a big deal because that's going to solidify her place as a werewolf. And so, so now Bucky made some campaign posters, and he made Zed look scary in the posters.
It's rude.
And... it is rude.
I think he looks cool as hell.
I'd vote for the young Joker, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's throw this high school into chaos. So the plant is going to be demolished this evening, and the wolves plan on stopping it. The werewolves plan on stopping it. Then Zed... Okay, we find out Zed stole Addison's necklace. Like, right after she had showed him... all excited. And there's a presidential debate. Zed wants everyone to believe he's very chill. And Bucky raps at the beginning of the song I'm Winning.
Bucky does rap, yes.
They both
and
rap.
Then Zed joins in. Yeah. And then Zed's Z-band gets destabilized by Addison's necklace. And we get a song called Flesh and Bone. Which I think this was all the werewolves singing like, we are flesh and bone.
Couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
They try to stop the demolition. And then Addison and the cheerleaders are there too. And Zed joins them and tells his dad, who is the head of the demolition crew, that they have to stop it. And, because it's going to hurt the werewolves. And then Dad agrees. He's like, yeah. Hey, we got to stop this.
We'll do it tomorrow.
And we'll help you find what you're looking for. No problem. All problem solved. And so Zed tells Addison he's going to lose the election, so he can't take her to prom. Wait, is that what he's talking about? Yeah, and he hands her the necklace and lets her know that he's the one who took it. And then, of course, she's not happy. Obviously, she gets upset and then puts it on. But...
Nothing happened.
Her eyes don't glow the way the werewolves do. She's not a werewolf after all. But Bree, her friend, says something very sweet to her. She's like, you know what? You're beautiful. You always have been. You're perfect the way you are. You don't need to
When
be
I'm upset, I love when someone tells me you're beautiful. That's all beautiful. I need to hear.
You're beautiful. You're perfect. You're Linda Evangelista. All of that, etc. That's all I need to hear. Yeah. So, oh no, the detonation cannot be stopped of the power plant.
Goop.
All the werewolves start coughing. And then we find out that Bucky wins president and Prawn is tomorrow night. So, oh, okay. So at some point, Bonzo and Bree became a couple. And they're sad. They're so cute. But they can't go to Prawn together, which is sad. And then Zed apologizes to Addison and says that they were wrong to destroy a Seabrook. Zed apologizes to the werewolves and says they're wrong to destroy Seabrook power. And he says something along the lines of, like, we got to stop pretending we're not monsters. And he's like, we are monsters. Which, you know, there's a lot of back and forth on, you know, that. And so my question at this point, which is very irrelevant, where are the werewolf parents?
They talked about that. They said that they were too weak.
They're all sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
That actually has an answer. There is an actual answer for that.
Thank you.
You must have gotten to go get your drink. We all did it at one point.
I got my Diet Coke, and they answered where the parents were.
I went up for every song that they played.
Yeah, me too.
aren't they also very old?
The elders are super old.
No, but even the kids, because they said the stones run out of power every, 100 years or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they must be much older than they look.
They're actually, 300 years old with, teenagers.
Going to high school.
Yeah. Oh, man. It is like Twilight. Oh, wow. They're like, might as well. We got to do something. Mm-hmm. So, Bucky but they show up to Prawn. Bucky's wearing this really sequin Rob Roddy outfit.
I loved all of the AC's outfits. That's my thing that gave me that.
Yeah.
Prom outfits. They all wore pantsuits.
Everybody looked cool. And then the zombies and the werewolves arrive at Prawn. And somebody says, bad rules are meant to be broken. I was like, ooh, I like that. So Bonzo arrives and asks Bree to Prawn while they're there. Very cute. And then Zed apologizes to Addison, and he says, I couldn't handle the fact that you might be a monster and couldn't accept the fact that I am one.
Oh, boo.
And then we get a song called Someday.
Oh,
I think.
That's from the first movie. Someday.
Yes.
So before, of course, in true DCOM fashion, before they kiss, everything shakes, the ground cracks. The crack may lead us to the moonstone, so they all follow it and go in. They find the moonstone and they try to lift it together, but it's too hard, it's too heavy. But Zed breaks his Z-band and gains super strength and helps lift a wall. And then another song, One for All, he helps them get out. And then there's a big dance party. And then finally we get a kiss and howling.
Yeah.
And Addison, I guess they got their moonstone back.
Yeah.
Glossed over it. And then Addison's sleeping. But what happens?
Alien.
An asteroid. Oh. And aliens?
Zombies?
Because this is weird. Because, in all of the ads for Zombies 3, we know what the third... We know it's aliens.
Yeah.
So we clearly know what Addison is at this point. She's an alien.
And her name is Addison.
Unless there's a Zombies 4.
Alien. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So, but I mean, it's like... Know. Okay, who knows? She might be an aardvark.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
She might be an artist.
No, she's a cheerleader.
Apple.
There's no C in her name.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. crazy. After watching this movie, what is the takeaway from this movie? What's the moral of this story?
Bad rules are meant to be broken.
Mm-hmm. A literal quote. A quote.
Yeah.
You know, like, werewolves come in all shapes and sizes and lore. Like, just like zombies, one taught me that you don't have to eat brains to be considered a zombie.
Yeah, no.
You could be a nuclear mutation and just be a paler version of a human, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. And I guess werewolves are a hairier version of a human. They don't do werewolf things. So, you know.
They howl.
Barely.
I mean.
They have sharp teeth.
It's like I'm howling. If that's the case, Shakira She-Wolf, that's the most werewolf person out there.
She could
okay?
be.
She's out doing it. She's out doing it.
I would say my takeaway from this movie is if you are a marginalized community, don't get caught up in respectability politics, trying to make nice posters of yourself. Mm. And I would say that there is power in protesting. You know, I will say, bad rules are meant to be broken could also justify the January 6th insurrection. So,
Well, I also, yeah, they it did, depends on what your definition of bad, whose point of view it is.
I mean, what if they went to the Capitol and they were like, wow, like, that would have been, I think that would have been totally different. I think the whole thing would have been accepted.
If they were werewolves.
If they were, yeah.
Oh my god.
Did y'all talk during Zombies 1? Did you talk about the Zed actor and like who he is?
Yeah, he's
Cameron Manheim's son.
So yeah, cuz I was like, right. Who is this dude? I will say I think he's a very good dancer.
Yeah.
He's talented.
Yeah. He made the choreography look good. You know what? Oscar, you're probably looking at him.
I think I was. Also, I think Addison was a pretty good dancer too. You know who was a really good dancer was oh my god, what's the name of Zed's best friend?
Oh,
Eliza.
Wait, Liza?
Eliza.
Wait, her name doesn't start with a Z then.
No, but it's got
there's a Z in it.
Oh, there's got a Z in it. Okay, I thought. Yeah, Eliza. She's a pretty good dancer. Yeah. I think she's really good. And Zed's pretty good.
Yeah.
The zombies are the best dancers, I think.
It's weird, though, that they don't have great dancers for the other parts because it's not like their name actors being brought in to play the other.
True. They should just hire actual dancers to do the.
It seems like. Because I don't think the acting part is that hard.
Right. No. No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a howling. That's the hard. They got cast by their howling power.
You just have to go in and be like, what? What wolves? Who wolves? Werewolves?
Oh my god. Is this your audition tape for Zombies 3?
Yeah, exactly.
Zombies
4. Oh, Zombies 4.
Well, I want to be in Rachel's Zombie 7.
Yeah, 7.
Oh, okay, great.
That's when we finally figure out why are they zombies, you know? And what about
they haven't figured it out in 6 movies? Oof.
Well, how many more kinds of creatures are introduced?
Yeah. Mummies.
Yeah, that's true. Mummies, yeah.
Vampires feels natural.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, vampires for real. And then
creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, all of the universal ghosts.
Ghosts.
And then, invisible people?
Swamp Thing.
Invisible people. No, they've been there the entire time.
Yeah.
And then communists as well.
It's a lot of explaining to do how all of these different people evolve.
And every time Addison is just like, I could be one of these. I could be a communist. Yeah, that's me.
That's commentary for those 23andMe things. Is like, I think I could be that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, this could be a very long arc of an examination of a kind of privileged white woman as a dilettante taking on these different identities.
Wow, you're right.
Every movie's just like, I mean, maybe I'm an alien.
Oh my god, Chris, I think you nailed it. I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's Addison like, I'm gonna try being a zombie today. It's like the equivalent of her wearing a headdress at Coachella. Yeah.
Well, it's like that Rachel, you know, that emu lady apparently has like a racist background.
What?
You know, the like, Emmanuel, don't do that. That.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she has like a racist background.
Problematic. Uh-oh. Wow.
That's why you don't bring all these TikTok people on the Jimmy Fallon.
You know? You gotta do a little background check before you play.
Yeah.
Let's get a little background check. All right, let's cast ourselves. Who would we play in Zombies 2?
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so we have our regular characters, and we have new werewolf characters.
It's just too many characters.
I don't remember who we were in Zombies.
I think I was the little sister.
Oh, okay.
You were the little sister.
Now, are you talking realistically casting? Because I could be the assistant football coach.
We love, yeah.
But
the football coach. Yeah.
Ideally, I would replace Bucky.
Oh,
I would love that.
And then I would also get. I did like his suit at the prom. It was a very cool suit.
Yeah, and you can keep the suit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's how acting works. You get to keep all of the clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Why not? I don't understand that they don't. I guess they return some of it, right?
Yeah. They have to return.
No, but sometimes, like, I've done stuff where I'm like, hey, can I keep this? And they're like, no, we got to put it back in storage just in case we do another Mutual of Omaha insurance commercial and we need to bring your character back. We need to keep this old Navy sweater vest.
Yeah, just in case Bucky needs to go to prom again in a different Zombies movie. We need to keep this.
That's annoying.
I know who I'll be. I'll be the prawn.
Oh, good one.
Oscar, in real life, do you drive?
No. See? So that I'm perfect. Qualified.
Perfect. Yeah, because like most of your commercials that you've done have been where you're driving things, right?
That's true. Yeah. So my resume. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Why not make it even more challenging?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like I'd be the little sister again, because if I saw a bus running off the road, I would also throw confetti.
Yeah, I don't even remember who I was in the last one, but probably that again. Clearly, I was very excited about it.
Yeah.
So your answer was just Ditto from last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you like
Ditto,
Brie or something?
Copy paste. Oh, maybe.
You were Brie. Yeah.
Oh, great! I love Brie.
Yeah. Yeah. Brie was great. Okay.
Wait, Zaddy,
I guess,
right?
Yeah, Zaddy.
We already did it.
Yeah, we don't need
it's
to do
really
Zaddy
worth
watch
it.
For this one.
Yeah.
Now it's time to rate Zombies 2 out of 5 moonstones. How many moonstones do you give Zombies 2?
Okay. I didn't like this one. I feel like the first Zombies at least was exciting to see the zombie world for the first time and be introduced to it. And there was like maybe one song I liked. This one I didn't really like that much. And that's all I have to say for it. So I'll give it, I'll give it a 2 moonstones.
Ooh.
That's pretty low.
You know, I think I actually, call me crazy, but I think I liked this better than Zombies.
Oh, crazy!
I didn't know. I was like, when I read that synopsis and I was like, they meet werewolves? What? This movie's called Zombies. But I did like how there were new characters and, you know, even more possible allegories for social issues coming into it. I thought it was interesting. I don't really remember the songs, it's true, but, you know, I thought it was in line with the first one, and I think I liked it at least as much as that, so I'll give it three, was it Moonstones, is that what we're doing?
Moonstones,
yeah.
I don't know how you're supposed to rate these kind of movies, because...
It's really whatever you feel in
it's
your heart.
Gut.
I mean, for me, just, would I watch this, it would be a 1, you know, yeah. But like... But
yeah.
If I had a young child next to me that was like, here, watch this so you stop talking to me. 4, probably. For my own tastes, I mean, as someone who has no connection to real emotional connection to Disney, to zombies, to werewolves, to the democratic process. I'd probably give it a 1.
Yeah. Fair.
For me, listen, is it better than zombies? Hell no. Was zombies good? I don't remember, but I didn't like it. Yeah, there was something quasi-intelligent that they were trying to point out. To me, I saw the werewolves being a representation of Native American, mm-hmm. like yeah. indigenous people.
Yeah.
And to me, that seems sort of like, okay, this is interesting, but because it was just so limply done, it sort of made me hate that.
Yeah.
You know, and I applauded Zombies 1 for making like that like racial reference. But now looking back, I'm like, I don't like because it was not done. There was no follow through. And it was just like, oh, I have an idea, but we're going to pull our punches in a major way.
Yes,
I kind of hate that.
This is what I would say all of the things I was saying about like, oh, it's mapped to this or that. It's all in the first third of the movie. And then they just kind of they don't follow through in any really. Basically, no one is really going to lose anything significant. No. But yeah.
And to your point, it's like, well, then what is the movie trying to say?
Nothing.
And especially if it is an analogy for indigenous people in the U.S. Like, and unfortunately, it didn't say anything. And I think that that is like just inherently irresponsible. But also, I'm a grown ass man watching a children's movie, so like, I don't know. But as a grown ass man, this is getting one moonstone and it's out of juice, baby.
Yeah.
It's out of juice.
You're right. They brought up the issues, but didn't really offer any follow through or solutions to the issues. It was just kind of like, what if everything was cool at the end and there's magic and stuff?
It's kind of like,
that's not cool.
It's kind of like if Zootopia, second half of Zootopia was just like, okay, everything's fine. No, we all get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not what happened. Yeah, that's the weird thing. It's like, you know, if I were to pitch an ending for Zombies 2, like, I wish that the werewolves were still on the outskirts of society, you know? Like, I not everything is like.
Because that's what you wish for indigenous peoples.
Chris is going to get me canceled on this podcast, okay? No, but I, a sense of realism. I guess maybe it's a nihilistic take, but like,
I prefer
that.
I totally agree with
you. Over just like
you.
This, you know, I mean, it's Disney. What am I talking
about?
But I completely agree with you
because I think not just a white thing, but a very like non-marginal, like if you're not the, I want to say the oppressive class, but whatever. If you're the ones with the privilege or whatever, it's a very characteristic thing for that group to make art that's like, look at all these problems, but you know what? They're not that hard in the end. You can overcome it. If you just talk to each other and you're just human beings. And if you're on the other side of that, a lot of times you're like, we tried that. It didn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So in a way it is kind of, I know it's just a Disney kids movie, but it's also kind of like reinforcing the idea that like, all you need to do is just talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, but also, you know,
stuff is complicated.
Well, also there was a whole systematic thing that let them put those anti-monster laws in place and also let them reenact them just on one person's call.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty brutal. Like, the one person is like, I'm scared. Let's put the walls back up.
True.
Yeah.
Well, we talked. We did. We discussed. We solved racism is what we did.
Speciesism.
That's right. Werewolves and zombies and humans all joining together in a beautiful melting pot.
And the invisible people that were there.
They were always there, exactly. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much for being our guest.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Please tell people where they can follow you.
Well, you can follow me at Chris Grace Comedy on Instagram or TikTok. I have quit Twitter until the Elon Musk deal falls through.
Yeah,
smart.
And I have a podcast called Freelance Pretend about acting and the business and all that stuff. Please check that out. And
are you gonna make a TikTok about zombies too?
You know what's weird? It probably is my demographic because you know everybody on TikTok, you end up having like fans that are like whatever the thing after Gen Z is.
Gen Alpha, I think it is, right?
Oh, Alpha.
Oh my God, really?
That's why you learned the lingo. No cap. Whoa.
And with that, thank you so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness gracious. Can you believe it? Another episode of Inside the Disney Vault in the books. We're already in 2020. This is wild. I cannot believe that we're there. It feels like only yesterday where we started in the year 1998 or 9. I don't even remember when we started. What year? 98.
With the DCOMs? Yeah.
Under Wraps?
Yeah, I think.
What year was Under Wraps? 98? Anyway, it was a very long time ago, and oh boy, oh boy, how far we've come. What is the next DCOM on our list?
Upside Down Magic.
Upside Down Magic.
Upside Down Magic?
Upside Down Magic on the ceiling. Under Wraps was 1997, just for the record.
97.
Wow.
So we've been in this vault for a while.
For a
also,
minute.
Not to mention the fact that this is around the time we started doing Zoom. Via Zoom.
Oh, Zoom. Yeah, I was going to be like, we started this podcast way before this movie came out.
What about you? I don't remember. anything before.
Have y'all seen Upside Down Magic?
No. I have not.
Ooh. Hold up. This will be our first time for all. Could you imagine? Yes, I'm in it, actually. Wow, could you imagine?
Do you play Upside Down or Magic?
I play Down.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so I'm looking at the poster for it, and I have no idea what this could be about.
Okay,
it's about magic.
I assume, yeah.
Oh, is it about Stranger Things? The Upside Down?
Oh my gosh, that would be wild. Stranger Things for children. Listen, but if you're like us who've never seen Upside Down Magic and want to watch it, so you can kiki with us on the episode, all you got to do is go on Disney Plus and stream it, because that's where it is.
Amazing. And if you would like to tell us about your thoughts and feelings on Upside Down Magic, or Zombies 2, or any other thoughts you have, you can reach out to us on social media, on Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault, on Twitter at ITDV Podcast.
Yeah. And if you want to look at us, just because you can, because we have video episodes on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault for just, you know, a couple of bucks a month. Not even a lot. You know, it's less than a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, wow. Buy us a coffee. That is a different site, isn't that?
Yeah, you can hang out with us once a month in our live watch parties and look at our faces and see what we look like.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you feel so inclined, you can leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts and also rate us on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's right. There's some really nice video action happening right now. That's why there are silences and giggling.
So much content, so much Inside the Disney Vault. We're going to continue this dang podcast until we've done it. So until then, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.